More is you and Magic's Indulgence podcast. A little indulgence wherever you are. With More Than, the insurer that does more.
London's Magic 105.4, it's Indulgence. It's the show where we invite a celebrity to come in and indulge some of their favourite music. And this week it gives me great pleasure to interview Ronan Keating, back at Magic, but my first time talking to you.
Yes.
So a very good evening to you.
Thank you, Angie. Now, great to hear your voice. I love listening to you on the radio.
Oh, would you
it's
stop
deadly,
that?
It's deadly to meet you and be on the radio, which is very cool.
Now, you know how things run on Indulgence, so I'm going to let you get straight into your first choice. But I've got to say, was actually my, wasn't it? My
it is,
choice.
Yeah, this is a good story. I like this, you know, because back in the day, way back, I remember people used to say to us, oh, I was in Thailand and I heard your song. And then there was one person that called me up and said, Ro, you'll never believe where I am. I'm in a boy zone. It's called the Boy Zone Cafe. And the cocktails are Love Me For A Reason and No Matter What and blah, blah, blah. So it's always nice to hear, you know, out of Europe and so on, that people are interested in the band you're in or in your own solo stuff or whatever it may be. So to hear that you heard this song in Barbados.
In Barbados,
fantastic.
In a beautiful club called After Dark, where they just play nice, mellow music.
Love all that.
And On Comes Better by Boyzone. So let's hear it.
Great.
Well, that was Boyzone and Better. And Ronan Keating is sitting here in front of me. And we're going to be talking this evening about a number of things, but we'll start off with your sixth solo album.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mad.
Not at all. Now, am I getting a sense that maybe Boyzone could be splitting here? Or
No, this is kind of, you know, I purposely made a record like this to show people that I wasn't going to make a studio album as a solo artist.
Right.
This is, you know, it's almost like a concept record. Mm. It's 10 old songs that my mother loved.
Right, so the album is called Songs for My Mother.
Yeah, Songs for My Mother. Now, they're songs she gave me and they're songs that remind me of her and so on. But they're also, they're songs for everyone's mother. That's what it is. That's really what it's all about. They're songs for people's mas, you know, because they're very important people.
They are indeed. And this was recorded with a live orchestra.
Yeah, in 2 days in British Grove Studios in London, 22nd and 23rd of December. The last thing I did before Christmas, and it was magical. 2 days. I mean, it takes 6 months to make records, longer.
I was going to say, when you're putting a studio album together and you're thinking of who you're going to get to produce and who's going to do this and who's, and you go into an album and in 2 days, full
We're
orchestra.
Done. I mean, I had Nick Ingman to arrange it, who did, you know, Titanic, the music for Titanic and all these massive big films. I had Steve Lipson, who did all the Annie Lennox records, producing. And little old me and this 40-piece orchestra. And it was quite intimidating, really. You
Why
know?
Would you say that?
Well, you know, you kind of got the hierarchy of the music industry sitting here. You know, these musicians that are just, you know, so talented. And you know, you kind of feel out of your depth slightly, you know, for me. Well, I did. But then I guess when I got in the groove and I got to know everybody and I got singing, everyone, you know, everyone felt like they had a role then and a place. But it's slightly intimidating.
And I was going to say, once that inner spirit took off and you started singing.
It was lovely. It was really lovely. It's like, you know, this is how Elvis and Frank and everyone did it. It was like one, two, three, four, let's go. Everyone at the same time. Mm. And that was when the nerves really came in, because if you cock it up, I mean, it's on your back.
Start again.
Yeah, exactly.
And one of the songs from the album is I Believe I Can Fly by R. Kelly.
Yeah, I mean, it's real tough. And going through the list of the 10 tracks, this I felt was probably the one song that stood out that was most different from the 10, from the other 9, should I say. I was worried about it, but it was my mum's favourite, so I had to do it. I had to tackle it. So, you know, Steve and I went through, you know, weeks and weeks and weeks, like 3 weeks of trying to figure out how we make this sound, and eventually we came back to near the original almost in a way, because Robert did such an amazing version. There's not a lot more you can do to it. We changed the choir a little bit. It's a little bit more layered, but it's a beautiful song.
It is. And you say in some of the notes that it was one of your mum's favourites, and she was a woman that believed anything was possible.
That's it. I mean, she did, even to the last moment. You know, she always believed. She had a little bit of hope that she was going to get through, and she believed. Obviously not, but, you know, these things happen.
Let's hear R. Kelly's I Believe I Can Fly. Magic 105.4.
Great. I love the fact you call him Robert.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Sorry, did I
name.
Do that?
Yeah,
I did that earlier as well. That's his name, Robert Kelly. Bizarre.
London's Magic 105.4, and a very, very good evening to you. Ronan Keating is the guest on Indulgence this evening, talking about Songs for My Mother, which is an album of songs that he's recorded with a full orchestra. Sounds wonderful, really does. Now, how did you come to these final 10 songs?
It was hard. There was probably 30 songs, really, that I went through. And there's so many others, maybe volume 2. If this works out, we might get to volume 2
and
next
why not?
Year. You never know. But it was, I spent time talking to my brothers and sisters, really, asking them about Mam as well and their memories of the songs, and that triggered different ideas and memories for me. And then I had to think about songs that, of those songs, what songs would translate to other people, because I felt that was important, that this is a song, this is an album, because I do a lot of work with charity and cancer charity, and this part of this album is, you know, proceeds are going to the charity, and I wanted to be able to cross over so that I could, you know, other people could feel that this album was for their mother too. So that's kind of the idea. So I had to think about all these different things all the time. And I think the 10 songs we picked, you know, are there. They're the ones.
They're the right ones for volume one.
Yeah, for volume one anyway. Let's see what happens.
Okay. Let's now have a magic song choice.
Yeah, I love this song. This guy is a great songwriter. And to think that he made this first record in his bedroom is a bit sickening. A great talent. And I'll be bold here and say that, you know, I think what happens is, and we're all to blame for this, but we get an opportunity, we make a great record, and then we get the opportunity to make the second one, and we want to be, you know, we all want to be, you know, Bob Dylan. Whereas, listen, this is what this guy does best. And as soon as he realises that, he'll be back at number one in the charts.
He needs to be, doesn't he?
Absolutely. This guy's a star. Songs like this are what he's all about. Daniel Bedingfield, If You're Not the One.
Daniel Bedingfield and If You're Not the One, that was a song choice of Ronan Keating's on this evening's Indulgence. And there's still plenty more to come from Ronan after we learn a little more about his life with this week's Indulgence Extra.
Just thinking, you say there could be a volume two. Are you going to get like Rod Stewart, the American song?
I haven't even thought about it. I just said it there.
But you never know.
Don't. Won't even go there.
You never know. Okay. London's Magic 105.4. It's Indulgence with Ronan Keating, who's got a lovely album coming out just in time for Mother's Day. It's called Songs for My Mother. I want to talk to you about growing up. You were the youngest of five.
Yeah.
Did you find you had to struggle to get yourself heard? Because my goodness, you're being heard now.
Yeah, I guess you do as the baby, the family. But at the same time, you're getting spoiled, so you don't have to shout that loud. You know, being the baby, your brothers and sisters are looking after you. And it's funny like that. I was okay. You know, I had a great relationship with my ma. And that was, you know, that was important. And my brothers and sisters all went to America. They emigrated when, you know, immigration was high. Our immigration was high, but unemployment was really, really high in Ireland. So everyone kind of went to the US to get jobs in the late 80s. So I was kind of left in the house on my own with my mum and dad. So I became very independent. Mm. And almost I became the eldest in the family overnight, which was kind of weird. So, you know, I kind of enjoyed my time being the baby, really, to be honest, because I've spent an awful lot of time being on my own.
Yeah.
You know? So sometimes it's nice to kind of, it's nice to be like that and maybe to be hidden in the corner.
And being a father yourself now to three lovely children, and how is Yvonne? I feel like I know Yvonne.
She's great, thank you. She's a great woman. I mean, she's me rock. Mm. You know, these songs are for her too. They're for every mother. As I said in the album, they're for my kid's mother, you know. They're you know, songs are brilliant, the way they can just put you back in a time that you feel was a great time in your life, or
take you out of a mood that you're in,
whatever it may
put
be.
Put you in a better mood. It's like
That's
a
it.
Different language.
And why
isn't
is it when we're feeling sad we want to listen to sad songs, but yet they make us feel better? It's weird, but mm-hmm. that's what songs do. But yeah, Yvonne is, you know, she's a great woman, and I wouldn't be here today without her. That's for
and
sure.
Every time you talk about her, your face lights up.
I'm a lucky
every
man.
TV interview.
I'm a lucky man. We did Mr. and Mrs. before Christmas.
Yes.
And we'd never done anything like that before. And we had such a giggle. And the two of us were really worried. We were going, okay, so if they ask you, what's your favourite colour? Say this and that. You know, we were preparing ourselves for all these things. And they didn't ask us anything that we spoke about. So it was a nightmare. But we had a good laugh. We really enjoyed being on TV together, you know.
And did you enjoy doing that lovely advert for those little games consoles
brilliant.
That caused complete havoc in my house?
Oh my goodness.
Because if the man from Boyzone's given one to his daughter, why can't I have one? Oh, okay.
And I've had to go and buy more of these games for people, you know, because they think we have loads of them in the house.
I bet they
so
do.
My nieces and my nephews and all that want these DSs. So, but it was great. They're a great company to work with, and the kids really enjoyed it. And I have to say, you know, if anything, I know there's a lot of computer game consoles and stuff out there, and a lot of them are rubbish, and what they're doing to, you know, to kids' brains is terrible. But something like this, that it's educational. And I know, like, I sound like I'm plugging this whole thing, but it is good. I mean, the whole getting your brain going like that is deadly.
Hmm. No, it was good. And it was lovely seeing those ads.
Yeah,
lovely seeing
you.
Them in print and also on TV.
Thank you.
Let's go to your next song choice.
Yes, definitely. I really like this guy. He's a great singer-songwriter. We're in the same label together, so we bump into each other a lot at different events. The last time I saw him was in Italy at a festival bar show, I think. But he's a great guy, and, you know, his second album for me is as good as his first. A great singer-songwriter. Wish him the best. great collaboration with Nelly Furtado. This is James Morrison and Broken Strings.
This is good.
Oh, it sounds like I'm plugging these things here. Yes,
that's what you're meant to do. That's what I'm supposed to be doing.
How else are you going to get them from
these sniffies? I know, the next one. Do you know what? I had to go buy them, honestly.
Indulgence on Magic 105.4. Ronan Keating of Boyzone got a lovely album out, just coming out for Mother's Day, Songs for My Mother. But one of the next songs that you've chosen from Magic's playlist, now we could have chosen Boyzone singing it.
Yeah.
But you've decided to go with the Bee Gees. Is that because you're fed up of your own voice?
Well, yeah, well, I mean, these old songs, you kind of, you know, it's nice to, you know, it's nice to hear something different, you know, especially with, like, Love Me For A Reason and Words, these songs, that they seem to just hang around, you know. You got to listen to something different and, you know, change the scenery. So I love this version. This is the reason we recorded it, because of this version. And I was lucky enough to work with them. We performed, Boyzone performed live with them on the Bee Gees special probably about 10 years ago. And then the brothers invited me to Dublin, well, I was, you know, to the gig in Dublin, and invited me on stage to sing this song with them. So it was very special. And then I went over to Miami and I hung out with them for a couple of weeks and we wrote songs together. You know, and this was real magic for me. This was really special to be in their studio, in their homes, writing, meeting their families, going for dinner. I you know, they really took me under their wing. Great, great bunch of guys and great families. Sadly, Morris passed away 2 years ago now, I think. Greatly missed, but, you know, what a band and, you know, what great people. So I just, you know, why not? Let's play probably my favourite Bee Gees song.
Words by the Bee Gees. Magic 105.4, Magic Indulgence. We heard Words by the Bee Gees earlier. Just before we talk about your next song and a little project that you're doing with one of the singers of the band, some of the people that you've performed with. Now, you've sung for the Pope. Was it the last Pope? Or?
Yeah, it was John Paul, yeah. Mm. Yeah, that was pretty special. Just to be in the Vatican and to be in the presence of greatness, I guess.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
And with Elton John at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, I don't really remember much of that. That was a bit of a blur.
You don't?
No, sadly. I had to buy the DVD to actually watch it back.
Was that because the experience was so big?
Yeah, it was just nerves. One, I was, you know, obviously singing with Elton. Two, I was in New York, out of my comfort zone. And three, I was in Madison Square Garden. So, I mean, you know, it was tough. It was really tough for me. Enjoyed the whole experience, the time around it, but being on stage was just a blur. I don't remember
too much.
Yeah, it was full on. It was full on. Amazing, but full on. I mean, I remember walking on stage. Just before I went on stage, I remember standing backstage and my mouth went dry. And I thought, oh no, you know, and that's not good. It's not cool. As a singer, it's not a good feeling.
But some singers say that there are certain songs and certain people they sing with kind of, you're there with them, but it kind of takes you somewhere. I remember Anita Baker once saying that there was a certain song she sang. Let's just say it was Sweet Love. And there were some times when she sung it, she would go somewhere.
Yeah.
And then come back because it would be just be so big and so.
Oh, I mean, that's probably one of my all-time favourite songs, you know, Your Song with Elton. But, you know, I know that I didn't do it any justice then, that I wish I had rehearsed it properly and had time, because I was really nervous. I was about 24 years of age and I was very young and I'm watching it back and thinking, oh, God, I would have done this and that. But, hey, what an experience. What a result.
Exactly.
It was great.
Fantastic. Now, there in terms of music, there's musical greatness.
Oh, yeah, I mean, real special. Mm. Really, I mean, amazing character. And again, has allowed me to, you know, he's helped me in my career an awful lot. A great man. I'm, you know, one of the legends of the music industry that's still about today, thank God.
Yeah. You climbed Kilimanjaro for comic relief with Gary Barlow and Cheryl Cole and a host of other people. What was it like?
It was a hell of an experience, I have to say. It was unbelievable.
Would you do it again?
Yeah.
He paused and said yes.
Yeah, in a mad way. I mean, I remember doing the marathon last year and halfway around I thought, no, I'll never do one of these again. But when I crossed the line, I thought, this was amazing.
And you're doing it again this year, aren't
I'm
you?
I'm doing London and I'm doing Chicago this year, yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, you know, just to work with the Comic Relief people and raise that money and, you know, we're trying to, the goal was to buy 1 million malaria nets and by 2012 to eradicate malaria in Africa. It's a huge, huge ask.
That is a big task.
It's a mass, but,
that's
but
a
you
big
know,
task.
You know, they really believe they're going to do it and I believe they're going to do it.
How did it all come about? Did you offer your services up or?
Gary called me. He called me, sometime before Christmas, maybe it was October, and he said, listen, I'm putting a group, not knowing what it was for or anything, he says, listen, I'm putting a group of people together to do a climb a mountain. You up for it? And I went, yeah. No idea what I was getting myself in for. So he said, yeah, give us a shout. You know, I'm always up for an adventure. I like doing, you know, putting myself out there and, you know, charity walks or whatever it may be, you know, climbs now. And slowly over the space of about a month, I realised what I'd put myself up for and I'm excited. You know, I was really excited, shall I say, and it was an amazing process getting ready for it. And you know, it absolutely consumes you. The vitamins you have to take, the training you have to do, you know, all of the procedures you have to go through with the injections and all this kind of stuff. You know, malaria tablets, and it's demanding. And I think Yvonne is looking forward to just having me back now, just being me, and,
yes.
You know, just running for a marathon rather than doing everything else you have to do. Full on, but a brilliant experience.
Well, OK, speaking of Yvonne wanting you back, you see, you always get her in there somewhere,
somehow.
Don't you? OK, let's go for your next song choice, Gary Barlow.
Yeah, out of respect for Gar for inviting us all and putting it all together. Captain of the climb, did a great job, great guy. It's Gary Barlow with the lads from Take That and Back for Good.
Magic Indulgence, Ronan Keating, and this wonderful album, Songs for My Mother.
Thank you.
I am hoping that you do bring out an album too. I like these 10. I'd like to hear what the other 20
are
like.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, thanks.
You never know. You might be able to make it an annual thing.
You never know. Yeah, I mean, it's been great fun putting it together, the whole process, working with the people I worked with, and, you know, really diving back into the past. Even with the album, I pulled out a lot of old photographs of my mum. And they were with my dad, and you know, they were here at the weddings and things like that. And it was just lovely to look at them again, because you put them in a box and you put them under the bed and you never look at them really.
No.
You have a couple of pictures around the house, but you know, you never look at those pictures. So it was lovely to do that, and the whole process has been very rewarding. I really enjoyed it. So you'll see what happens next time.
And the proceeds are going to the Marie Keating Foundation.
Yeah, some of the proceeds go Marie Keating Foundation and Cancer Research UK. I mean, it's been, you know, this is... There's so much going on, you know. There's always hundreds of records being released every week and all through the year. And, you know, this has got a good feeling to it. Mm. I've never worked on a record that's felt so natural. It just, you know, from the moment we decided to do it to the day, you know, till now, it's just felt very natural. It happened very easily.
Do you think you'll perform some of these at the next ball?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think so. I would love to tour or do some sort of show with an orchestra, you know, in my career at some stage. It's a huge ask, but it would be special to do it. It'd be lovely. They were brilliant to work with, and there's nothing like the sound of an orchestra when it's in full flow. I mean, the moments on this album when it comes in, even those moments just between tracks where we call them tags, we got the orchestra just to record this little piece of music that sticks two songs together. It's very moving. It's beautiful.
Maybe we could do a special Magic Indulgence.
Hey, that'd be lovely.
That would be wonderful, wouldn't
it?
Let's do it.
I'd be well up for that.
I think we should. Now, Time After Time, Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time is on this album.
Yes.
But we're going to hear your one now, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, this is a song that, you know, my mum loved Cyndi Lauper big time. So it was hard. It was True Colours. It was Time After Time. There were so many songs I was trying to decide which one was the right one. And as I listened to the lyrics more and more, I thought, this is the one, really, you know. If you fall, I will catch you. You know, I'll be waiting. That's really what your parents are. They're pillars of strength through your whole life. And I just thought this was a lovely gesture. And I loved the right song to pick.
Well, let's hear Ronan singing Time After Time.
Thank you.
Rap.
Wish it was Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Yeah. That's another great one. Brilliant song.
Shall we wrap up?
You're wrapping up, yeah?
Yeah. Right. Well, Ronan Keating singing Time After Time from the album Songs for My Mother. Now, the album is released on the 16th of March.
Yeah.
And Time After Time is the first single, which is released on the same day,
yeah,
I believe.
Well, the radio's kind of playing Time After Time. There's no real single as such. It's going to come out and download the same week, 16th of March. But it's really about the album. And if you go onto the website as well, we're doing a special edition on the website where you can buy the album and have it engraved, especially to your mum on the box and all that, you know. So it's really nice. It's a nice package, and it's something nice for Mother's Day, I guess.
Website address, please?
RonanKeating.com, you know.
Perfect.
Check it out.
Absolutely perfect. It was lovely talking to you.
Thank you very
much.
All
the best with Songs for My Mother.
Good to see you.
And do say hi to Yvonne.
I will, of course. God bless you. See you. Thanks for your support.
You've been listening to Magic Indulgence with More Than, indulging you with its personal customer manager service. You can download this interview in full at magic.co.uk/podcasts.